away. Cillian, who'd just watched one of his informants die, wasn't feeling much better. "Hey," he typed back. His mind spun through the wheel of possibilities, even as Mal answered with, "Figured I'd use my own ID." "Using your own email address? Big step. You sure you're ready for that kind of commitment?" "I'm pretty sure I want you to shut up and open your ass for me. Tonight, you're going over my lap." And there was a long enough pause for him to know Mal was on board. "You're quiet." "Yeah, and you can tell after knowing me for a whole 5 minutes. Aren't you the psychic?" "It's been longer than 5 minutes. What can I do?" Mal gave an open-mouthed sigh as he leant back in his chair, hesitated, and then typed, "Whatever you think best." Words he'd never willingly said to anyone before. "I want you over my lap, I've told you that. But for the moment, I think you need something stronger. You're still logged on, so I'm going to assume you're reading this. We'd be alone. I wouldn't do what I'm planning on doing in front of a crowd. But I'd strip you because I like you naked. And then I'd lead you over to a bench and I'd ask you to spread yourself face up. And then I'd tie you down once you've given your consent." "Face up. Shit." Mal frowned. "Suppose I won't." "I figured you'd play like that, Mal. If you want to fight me, go right ahead. I'm more than happy to restrain you because no matter how unwilling you appear, I know how goddamn willing you are. Try it. You're not going anywhere, so maybe just try to enjoy it." "Fuck you." "Oh no, that would be you this time." Mal swallowed. "Right, see, no more fighting. You'd let me lead you over to the bench, still holding your cock. I'd pinch your nipples before I started chaining you down. I need you very secure for this." Mal pictured himself under Cillian's reign, spreading his legs for the man, his arms stretched overhead, uncomfortable, but not terribly so. But for now, he was pretending this had nothing to do with real life. "I'm sliding a small pillow under your arse. There, perfect. You're on display for me. Now I'm sliding a finger along your crack. The lube's warmed, and you're so ready for me." Mal swore Cillian's finger was inside him, rubbing, teasing. "Yeah, give himself over to this. Just once. You haven't fought me. You've just earned 3 fingers. God, fuck," he arched as he pulled at his cock, imagining how 3 would feel. "You've been full, but not that full. You're not touching yourself, are you, Mal? Because you're with me, and you're tied up." "Not touching. Are you lying? I punish liars." "Good." He held his breath, waiting for Cillian's words to appear. "You just want to be over my lap?" "Not yet. Just open for me now, Mal. That's it. 4 fingers inside." Mal stirred. "I can't." "You can. You will. 4 fingers are already impaling you. Not much you can do about it." Mal squirmed, his arse rippled and tightened as he tried to stop the helplessness from flooding him. "One slight twist, and I'm in the widest part of my hand." "No, please." "Yes, just breathe. Relax." Mal gripped the side of the chair as though feeling the hand pressed into his arse. He hadn't been in this position for a very long time, and now he wanted it, needed it, wished it was real. And yet, it felt so goddamn real. "I'm in, baby. My whole hand's inside you." "No. I'm up to my wrist, some of my forearm. God, you're so tight around me. Go ahead and look." "I can't." "You have to." Mal was palming himself, his cock leaking. "Okay. That's it, baby. Look down." Ugh. Mal pictured the scene in his mind. Could real life ever be as fucking good? If it ever had, the memory would always pale in comparison to this moment.